Josh, and see you, this team do it before, but describe what allows this team to, you know, take the lead, give it away, take it back, kind of keep pushing back in the moments where you need to push back.
It was huge, actually. I felt like we were really good in the first, and it was 1-1 after first, so just a really good job that we came back with the same grind mode and just put every puck behind him and spend a lot of time in there. And
that's a team that knows how to grind and put back into games. How do you kind of limit them from doing that?
I guess I took a stupid penalty, so I didn't do the proper stop job there. But a lot of guys played really well, and it was a four goal lead, so it was a good job, guys.
You guys seem really happy to see Jordan Staal get two. That must have felt good for him, right?
He's the man. You know, I'm really happy for him, and he works every night so hard. So it's nice to see that he gets rewarded.
Do you think Turbo knew you were there on that first pass he made to
him? I don't know, but if he did, that was sick. That was unreal. I almost even I had a hard time to put that in, even though it was an empty netter. So I was surprised as everyone.
7 of a possible 8 points on the trip through Canada. What does that mean for the guys in the room?
Good trip. We played some good hockey on this trip, and we could take one more point, but I think it's so far so good.
Can you guys take a little extra motivation out of doing that in Canada, where the spotlight's maybe a little bit brighter and everything, and now the hockey world can talk about the 3-0-1 through Canada?
I think we have enough motivation in this room every night.
Can you believe that game?
Oof. That's unbelievable. I mean, he does it now twice, but nobody ever could do it even once. So that's